It is the winter of 1872 in Soho, England, as you begin your day as a factory worker. You arrive at the local textile factory and settle into your station to begin the hours of work ahead of you. You begin to spool cotton on the same mill you have used since you were a young boy. Your mind begins to wander as you complete the same task over and over again. You think to yourself, I've been here for 20 years doing the exact same job for the same measly wage. There must be something else I can offer to the world, but I need the profit. You snap back into reality when a coworker tells you your shift is over. On your walk back home, the street is flooded with beggars, factory workers, and homeless people as a result from the capitalist society. Again, you begin to think to yourself, it is not fair to have factory owners consume all of the profit when it is the people filling these streets doing the work. You finally make it home. You lie next to your wife as she asks you how your day was. Same as yesterday, as the day before, and same as it will be tomorrow, you sigh as you shut your eyes to rest. Fast forward 143 years to present day Detroit, Michigan, where Jimmy, a great-grandson of yours, starts his day at work. Jimmy works at a car manufacturer where he is paid minimum wage to support his wife and daughter. Jimmy is like so many others who are underpaid and overworked, while the owners of these businesses consume all of the profit. He wants to get out of his job, but cannot because he needs the profit to provide for his family. Every day is a struggle to make ends meet, and Jimmy cannot help but think about the wealth inequality causing the 1% to own over 50% of the wealth in the world today. Sound familiar? Although a new generation is upon us, the story is still the same. Society is still suffering from a material-based world where profit seems to be the only goal in most of our lives. In a system where competition is enforced and capitalism is encouraged, there is no wonder why so many of us still live in poverty. Marx talked about these ideas 200 years ago, yet the same problems still exist with little change. He talked about gender inequality, yet women still earn less than men. He talked about wealth inequality, yet the income gap is larger than ever. He talked about estranged labor, yet this idea still exists today. Marx needs to be studied in the 21st century, not only to enlighten students of his ideas, but to make them realize that a change is needed if society ever wants to progress past the current system that has been in place for so many centuries.